UAL, the parent company of United Airlines, is reporting a second quarter net profit of $119 million. That reverses last year's trend when the U.S.-based carrier lost more than $1.4 billion from April to July. Industry analyst Ray Neidl says a number of factors may have contributed to the turnaround.
Planes are packed. There's very few empty seats. And if that's the case, that's calling for a price increase. The demand is greater than supply.
Fewer planes are flying to fewer destinations this year, but industry analysts say more people are flying and they're paying more to travel. Ticket prices are about 9% higher than they were last year. And Neidl says that's another sign the airline industry is finally emerging from the prolonged slump that started after September 11, 2001.
Airlines have done a very good job, in my opinion, since 9/11 in streamlining their operations.
But the airline's gains come at a high price. UAL had to slash its operating costs by $7 billion. The airline also cut 43,000 jobs and reduced wages, pensions, and benefits for its remaining employees. Labor leaders say a similar move by Northwest Airlines could lead to a strike. The airline has imposed a contract rejected by its flight attendants that includes a 40% wage and benefits cut. Despite ongoing labor issues and the increasing costs of fuel, the five largest U.S. airline companies reported a collective profit of more than $1.2 billion for the second quarter of 2006. Analysts say that's a strong showing for an industry that's still trying to reinvent itself after 6 years of declining profits. Millar Sega, VOA News.